بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone wants to have his islah done, but for islah, for reformation, most important is that one should know the rules, what he is supposed to do, what is wanted. For islah, two things are wanted. Because one person came to me during the course of the week to ask me that I want my islah to be done. So I told him, islah to be done, everyone wants to make islah. For islah, two things. One is needless and talkless. Needless, talkless. You do not know that this tongue is a very dangerous part of the body. The protection of the tongue is very important. It's very important. Because if you look at it, that person who gives iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, then that person should talk that is good. Who said that? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To talk. And if he does not have him to talk to good, then keep silent. This is something which is wanted for every person who takes in making islah. If you've got a habit of talking too much, remember, your islah will be difficult. You have to sacrifice and strive. There's a lot of strive wanted, a lot of sacrifice wanted. You have to put yourself right. Any sickness that you have in you, whether sickness of the eyes are going to wrong places, seeing wrong things. You have a desire to have make islah, but it only can be done if you make an effort not to do the wrong things. You have to. Just merely to say, I want my islah to be done, cannot be done. There must, if effort is wanted, that a person's islah will be done only that way. Very carefully before you utter anything, you must think to yourself, this what I am speaking will lead to Jahannam awareness. When a person got something is hard to make his islah, then he must be very serious. Just merely to say I will make islah. Because when he utters anything, he must think to himself very carefully, that whatever I am speaking now, will it take me to Jahannam? Always before you think anything, you say, think to yourself, I must seek the pleasure of Allah. I must seek that. Whatever I am going to speak now, I must seek the pleasure of Allah. If Allah help you, me or not. See, every one of us sitting here, have got one intention, that how to break a link, make a link with Allah. So if you want to link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and relation with Allah ta'ala, then you want to do everything what He wants will be happy. You must be strong, He must be happy, nothing else. His pleasure is most important. So when you begin to think now, I'm going to speak now, is He going to be happy with His words or not? If He's not happy, then no matter what happens, it's our duty that to make sure that we keep away from it. Because the words that will come out of your mouth thereafter can invite the wrath of Allah. Invite the wrath of Allah. And how can one achieve this? Everyone do I want to achieve this? Meatless. Meat? Do not meet with it when it's not necessary. Make it a habit that you must learn to become more close and near and close of other people. Without any valid reason not to meet anyone. Make it a habit, because this is a habit that we got in us, that we want to meet people. We want to talk to people. When you saw a person feel very uncomfortable, I want to meet people, I can't stay alone. I must meet people. So when you begin to meet people, what are you going to do? You're going to begin to talk, start talking. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter how many people he meets throughout the world, all the time, will not affect him. But he, when he loves to be alone, then how much you must alone? He loves to be alone. He does not want to meet anyone. So how much we have to stay alone, because how much of harm we will cause? Because the whole part of the body, every part of the body has got a function. The hand, you do something, you have to make some effort on it. You have to do writing to make effort. Some effort is wanted when you're writing. You need paper too, you need pen too. Start writing. How much you have to do all those things? When you go somewhere, you have to walk too. Your leg have to take so much effort to go there. And when you're doing walking too, you have to be careful your eyes too. Don't fall in the wrong place. How much effort is made to do all those things? So your hand, your feet, your eyes, your ears. There's some effort wanted, but then one part of the body got more effort than the tongue. It's a loose thing that is. Tongue is the most. It's got no bones at all. That is why it's more careful, let's say, you know, to keep fast on a very hot day, you can bear it. But to keep away from futile talks, you cannot do it. To keep away from it. The most hottest day you can keep fast. But to hold your tongue against futile talks, or to talk unnecessary, to hold your tongue is very difficult. So that's why you have to practice. Mahasaji used the word practice. Mahasaji, to use the word practice. He said, must, and then Swasana must come in this practice. Practice makes a person perfect. Practice. You know, when the Quran, you read the Quran every time you practice, you practice. The doctor, when he's doing his own surgery, he's practicing, he's perfect himself. This also, when you learn, I don't want to talk to anyone, don't want to talk to anyone. You have to become strong. Not just to say with your mouth, you know, I don't want to talk to anyone, and you start talking. You have to be very strong, I'm not going to meet anyone. And that is very important. Till then, you don't have that in you, I'm not going to meet anyone, no matter what happens. Ramadan is coming. Prepare before Ramadan, that becomes so silent that you know this month that in Ramadan you become part of it. But if you're not going to prepare yourself from now that I'm going to be silent, I'm going to speak to anyone, because remember one thing, the moment you open your mouth and you spoke the wrong thing, then you see, I'm sorry, it's no good. You swear a man, you're being vulgar to him, and then you say you're sorry, but what's the benefit of that? Why did you speak? You know, you can say, you know, I regret so much why I said this, I regret so much I said that. The regret means nothing. It's not important at all, but why did you speak? For what did you speak? So this is what it is. That you can lose your life. And as likewise, you can lose your wife too. This tongue, you can lose your life, and you can lose your... So how careful you must be, how conscious you must be. The consciousness is this much, that you must be so careful, I'm not going to speak. So we have to reprimand ourselves now. If you are very, very concerned that I do not want to speak the wrong thing, then I have to reprimand. The reprimand also, you mustn't decide, that the Sheikh will decide. The Sheikh will decide. Because if you begin to decide, then why don't you open the books on medication and say, look, now I'm going to decide to take this medicine, take that medicine. At that time, what do you do? You decide at that time. The doctor says, I'm sorry, it's not good for you. Likewise, the Sheikh will tell you, like I gave that incident of that person who's a miser, with that money, he wanted to throw the whole money, all the whole bag in the sea. The Sheikh says, no. Why are you throwing the whole bag one shot in the sea? Will not take the sickness out of you. You have to take one, if it's a million rand, one million rand, one rand, put down the seed that this is what it is, that you must get hurt in your heart. It must hurt you. Why did that miser stinginess came to me? When that person asked me for masjid, I had the money, I became stingy. My wife asked me for some money which was very important for her and it was necessary to give her. I became a miser. That miserness is very bad. Stinginess is a very bad thing, it's a very big sin. Next to kufr it is. Especially when it is wanted for the right causes. So then the sheikh told him, no, you take that thing one by one, you put in the water, that you know that stinginess you have, must come out of you. The khabir say, it must come out of me. Likewise, the sheikh will decide now that you got the sickness in you of talking too much, this is what you'll do. Like very easy to say, you know what, I miss my takbir ula, I miss my takbir ula. Just to make sure I miss takbir ula doesn't mean anything. What have you done to make sure that I must get my takbir ula? Just to cry the whole day, no one is doing. But if you just cry the whole day, it will not cause a main difference in you. But just to tell you that, you know what, I must do something, but like one person came to me and told me, Maulana, what must I do if I miss the Takbirullah? I said, give me 100 rand if you take this. But you're not a poor man, you're a rich man. Poor man, I can't ask you 100 rand. Alhamdulillah, I'm still waiting for 100 rand. That means it's good. It's good. It's very hard to take 100 rand. Hey, 100 rand to give. Very hard. But at least now it is a perfect list that we rule. Likewise here too. When you decide now that I don't want to talk anymore, you're talking too much, then you decide now what you have to do to put the sickness right. You do the sickness, like one chair. One person came to Hazrat Amir Islam. Islam, okay, mashallah. So the Shaykh told him, you're talking too much. So I said, give me some wazifas. What wazifa are you talking about? Today, anything anyone wants, you got a sickness, you want wazifa. Baba, what wazifa can help you? He told him, your wazifa is put a lock in your tongue. Put a lock in your mouth. And we must be closed. But because he was very sincere, he made sure he put the lock in him. Not true lock now. He locked his mouth up. Not meeting anyone. Not talking to anyone. Not very careful. Come to the masjid to read namaz. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Very, very conscious now. I mustn't speak. He slagged that up. Likewise, another person, he had a sickness of the same kind. The Buzur told him, there was a Hakim Sahib, very, 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 very calm and cool. And this person got a lot of anger in him. Lot anger. So the Buzur told him, go sit by the Hakim Sahib, but don't talk to him. Don't talk to him. So this person went and sat down, the Buzur, he sat down, no talking, nothing. He looks at his face, he don't look at anyone's face, he looks at his patient, he's carrying on, but he sat by him. Then he told the Buzur, Alhamdulillah, mera andar se gussa chala gaya. The effect takes place when you go with the right intention to sit by everyone. If you have the right intention to sit in a company for the right purpose, you get effect very quickly, otherwise you get no effect at all. So this tongue is an amanat. This tongue is amanat. Every part of the body is an amanat. But this tongue is an amanat. You and I, because it's free of charge, no effect at all, that's why we're not concerned about appreciating. Anything you go through difficulties, you appreciate. Anything is free, then nothing appreciate. I find in the world today, a person, he worked very, very hard. From the time he grew up the hard way, he worked very hard, he became a rich man. But he became a rich man the hard way. And one, you tell a person got inheritance now. Overnight, you got big money, what happens to him? You got no value. You got no value because he doesn't go through any hardship at all. He goes through the easy way. But the person you find who works so hard, he's old and he didn't forget his old days. When I know I work like this, I work like that, today Allah forgave me. He appreciates every cent. Likewise, this year too, when you begin to work very hard to make your Islam, continuously make sure that you're not. Yes, you make mistakes, you fall down. But you make sure you put yourself back again. Remember, my dear friend, this tongue is a very dangerous thing. This tongue. Tongue is very dangerous. You have to work towards it all the time. So whatever we want, we just get it. The tongue free of charge, whatever you say, we can just say it. But those people who haven't got tongue, ask them. Those who cannot speak, ask them how much they're craving for. When they hear you speaking, so nice, they look at your face, all they say, how nice I can speak like that. But because you got something, they haven't got it out yet. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the best remedy. Our doctor is on Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, keep your tongue wet with the zikr of Allah. Alladhina yaqumuna qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. Allah Qasim. Make zikr while you're sleeping, make zikr while you're walking, make zikr while you're sitting, make zikr all the time. Because when a person begins to make zikr all the time, that condition will come into him that he only wants to make zikr, don't talk to anyone. When a person begins to talk to everyone, he's free, his tongue is free from everything, does not make zikr. Keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah, take the name of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah. The reason I'm saying this, Ramadan came, start making zikr from now. Zikr and fikr goes together. Make zikr and fikr. And the greatest ibadat in the eyes of Allah is the ziyad in Quran. In ibadat, the greatest ibadat is recitation of the Quran, especially namaz too. So instead of you and I wasting our time thinking, how must I put my tongue right? The easiest way, let not talk to anyone, let make zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Zikr of any kind. Whatever zikr you want to make, you drive in the car to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Now there your tongue has been saved, your eyes have been saved, protected, your ears are protected, everything is protected. You have the same thing like that also. To make zikr all the time. By making zikr, as for Allah. Just by making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you know that your deeds have been written to Allah Ta'ala. And everything becomes so easy for you. So, in the hadith is mentioned that the people will go to Jahannam merely because of misusing of the tongue. The tongue is something. The tongue. Many people you'll find today, you'll find they're doing so much of good deeds at the beginning, but merely because of the tongue, they've lost everything. They've lost everything. Because the tongue has caused everything to them. So talk less, need less. That is the road to Islam. Talk less, need less, the road to Islam. That does not mean you must brush people, be stubborn to people, like, you know, snubbish. No, is it? You meet a person, Assalamu alaikum. More than that, you know. Now we know a lot of time people tell you, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. That's from how are you? More than that, you will not talk. You must make it happen more than that. More than that, person talks, then you must excuse yourself. This only is a subject for those people who take the route to Ulu Suluk, to Ulu Allah Ta'ala, who want to really make himself something. Not that everyone wants to become, but if a really true person will go to Suluk, the road to Allah, he will do what I'm telling him to do. He makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. He will begin to love to be alone all the time. Aray Baap, the moment you start making zikr all the time, the time will come when your tongue will be full of sweetness in your tongue. The sugar is nothing compared to the sweetness that you get by making zikr of Allah. One ustad of ours. He should read so much Quran Sharif that it became difficult for him to go to the toilet also. The zikr all the time. So much zikr he should read and read Quran, if I'm not mistaken, when I read 25 paras a day. So much Quran, he actually told Hazrat that Hazrat, it became difficult now. I cannot go to the toilet, my tongue. My lips are moving all the time. Aray Baap, do that to yourself, to zikr, you see what will happen to you. When you become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't want to talk to anyone. One youngster came to see me yesterday. You tell me, Mulana, sometimes I tell Allah Ta'ala is with me. So I tell, MashaAllah, very good. But he says, sometimes it goes away. I say, every time if it's with you, then you'll be wrong. Then you'll be filled. Because pride will come into you. Then you are someone. But when the thing comes and goes away, that is not in your hands. So when it comes, may shukar, don't have pride in you. And it goes away too, because that's not the purpose. The purpose how Allah keeps you keep in that same condition. Allah keeps you in this condition, this is how you are. Sometimes you read namaz, you enjoy your namaz so much. The next time you want the same experience, that means you are worried about your namaz, you're not the one who made you Allah to read namaz. So one time you enjoy your namaz, the next time you not enjoy your namaz, you're still making namaz. Because it is not in your hands. I will decide whether you how much you enjoy it. Your enjoyment not important is how you read in front of me. Today, I made you read namaz in this condition that all thoughts are coming, but you're still making namaz. Some people get, hurt and disturbed. You're making namaz, but what's happening, Lord? Those so many thoughts are coming. He's coming, he's coming my way. But yesterday when I read namaz, it was something else. But he does not realize that namaz yesterday read was something else and today is something else too. But your duty is to make a namaz and continue making namaz. It must not affect you in any way of being kind to you. So zikr is something one has to make all the time. And this tongue is a cause of all the sickness. And the biggest bimari in the tongue, the biggest thing this much, if you do not watch out, that these futile talks, and talks that you're not supposed to make, which will lead you to commit a lot of sins. Backbiting. Remember Ramadan came here, backbiting. You know the hadith of Nabi Karim, what happened to backbiting? The two ladies, I'm not going to go into details. I'm actually trying to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan that became is a month of sabr. Make sure we control our tongue, not to use the tongue the wrong manner in any way, and any time. But Ramadan now, try to please control your tongue, make sure you don't do wrong things. And then you find this month that Lord many a times, the Nabi Kareem said also, that you find that people, some of them, they are committing guna, and then they're committing sin also, and side by side, the tongue is so free. He said, I've seen so many in the qabr, in Jahannam, I see more ladies than men. They ask, why is that in numbers? You see, because the ladies, they always curse. They curse. They are most ungrateful to the husbands. Because once you give the wife everything the best, one day you don't give one thing to. Khalas, it's forgotten. The whole world is forgotten. You gave her the whole world. She begins to curse you. And she'll run you down to the ground. So Nabi Kareem said this, but that this is your condition. That the ladies asked him, why is it that? He said, the reason is because you are of that kind that you curse your own husband. You taunt them. All kind of things you tell them. When you get any kind of thing, when you don't get according to you, you can give the whole world one mistake you make, you gain nothing. So remember, Maharaj should say they are made of a crooked rib. So let them stay crooked and you stay straight. Let them stay crooked, but you stay straight. You mustn't become crooked. They can become crooked, you stay straight. Because the bone you try to straighten them, it will break. So you rather you break. But they mustn't break. That people say, I'm talking on favor of the women. He does not realize, not talking on favor of the woman at all. I'm making a man. The man must become a man. He must become a man. He must be able to tolerate the situation. Someone phoned me up and told me, what kind you are? You only talk of women. I said, no, I'm making a man a man. He must become a man. He must become a man. He must be able to tolerate the situation. Because if you look at the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you know what a great person he was. When that person went to complain to him about his wife and he saw what was happening, he took a U-turn and went away home. Hadith Umar asked him, what happened there? He said, no, I came to complain to you, but you're going to worse what this is. So Hazrat Umar being a great Amir Mu'mineen, so strong, and how his wife is treating him, he did not go and say, now let's. He said, I must stay straight. She is crooked, let her stay crooked. Then you know how nice he explained to the person. Your wife washes your clothing, cooks and gives you food, looks after your children. You must overlook all these things. You must overlook all these things. So must I talk bad about the women? So as if you have been told they are crooked, what more than that I can tell them? And now Isat and Akkal also. The Akkal is not right too. Now if I tell the husband that instead of accepting it quietly and not to go and tell the wife, they go and tell the wife. When a small fight comes, yeah, you're a crooked person. Now what are you being? Instead of being straight, you being crooked. So you have to know, is your Islah taking place? Is your Islah not the Islah? If you don't tell, yeah, your head is not right. Now what are you doing? What are you? So you be conscious of what you speak, what you talk. This tongue is important. Because once you slip up, say, yeah, you said that thing. Now remember that said that thing, next 10 years it's remind you to say that. Then why you said it? Don't say it. One day you tell your wife, you know, you're a miser, khalas. He said, I don't like to give you money because you just spend anyhow you want to. And one day he said, catch you on that. Every statement you tell your wife, she'll catch you in the right position. She'll put you in a place. And thereafter you can't do nothing. So if you really look at it very carefully, Nabi Karim has given us a remedy, but you stay straight. I'll never forget Mahazad's statement. They are crooked, we must be straight. So what do you want me to do? Their Islah or Islah? Our Islah. We must make our Islah. And the more you make Islah of yourself, then you see how much Allah Ta'ala gives status in the Jannah. Mahazad, you give us incidents of how Mirza Janajal Rahmatullah. His khadim went, now people going to give salam. So one day the Khan Sahib went and gave salam, Hazrat gave salam, khalas. Mirza Janajal was a great person, he said, give a salam to. What salam? Who's he? He's like this and like that. And so spoke so bad about him. Today one Guru says, yeah, and his wife contended, don't talk in the custom. What a major to talk. What this will talk. They are openly saying, what are you talking? He is not a person, not a you. He is like this and like that. Spoke so bad about Mr. Chandra. Now that Pathan couldn't take it. He is showing his colors now. That's like how the husband showed colors from all the wives. He only showed the colors. He think he did wonders. He took off with the Mr. Chandra, kya ho raha hai? Bula lo unko. He came there like he thinks, it's something now. I said, no, she's talking like this. Acha, who is she? Who am I to you? Hazrat, my Sheikh, who is she to you? Hazrat, you have no rights to speak. Maafi mango. You must also, when you speak out of turn, ask tell your wife, maafi. Instead of giving all kind of things, maafi mango. Ask maafi, this is your Islam, all is Islam. The tongue is the thing that caused all of them. After that you can say, I regret, I spoke, I said, Mona, you regret, what's the regret for? The regret not going to bring back any time. Just 2 days ago, I got a case, 1 week ago, case that the husband gave a blue eye to the wife. Inna lillahi. You think it's nice to hear this? You know, when a husband should hear this kind of thing, it's very hurt. When he hears, when husband and wife, when they have any kind of problems, he gets very hurt. Man must remain a man. Do not become a coward. Do not become a coward. You must be a man. She tells you that you're still a man. Because remember one thing, no matter what it is, you're still the boss. You're still the boss. You're not the slave, you're still the boss. But she must be free to tell you whatever she wants to tell. It's all part of the tongue. It's all part of the tongue. The tongue is a cause of this thing here. You know, the husband tells them, then after it, oh, I regret. But regret what now? Are you talking? Why did you open your mouth? Control your tongue. Control your tongue. So ladies know about it, the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you don't have to go and tell them about it all the time. You don't want to tell them you are like this. You are like this because you are not allowed to tell them. It's been told to us that we must become like that. That if they begin to say something, remember, be careful, they will always talk like this. So your Islam is taking place by you thinking like that, not to take them to task and make things worse. And I promise you, inshallah, if you follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kazan, that 1 minute she fight the next minute she's the best friend. She forgot everything too. But when you begin to tell her then the whole night is gone finished. She is fighting you the whole night, you fight her the whole night. But if you follow what I'm saying with Nabi Kazan and taught us this, then there will be no fight at all. There will be peace. She'll give the best of food also. She forget everything very quickly too. But follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kazan. So he told Nabi Karim, told them the ladies that you have to make a lot of istighfar. And he mentioned in one hadith, you must stay at home. You must stay at home, you must not come out unnecessarily. To go to this coffee shop and that coffee shop. And remember one thing, the more you go outside, you're going to get fitna. You know one buzhug, whenever he goes home, when a wife fights with him, he says, aaj koi order aayi hai. One woman came today. When he entered the house, he said, today the wife is fighting, he said, definitely one woman came here. So when women mean, what they say? What, your husband got this? You must get better than this. You got this? No, I got this in my house. I say, hey, what? I must also get this. So the bosom knew that, so that you must be able to tolerate it. You just keep quiet about it. I'm trying to prepare you all also what I've been told, I'm telling you the same thing too. Do not make your home a house of Jahannam. Make out of Jannati, she can tell you anything, but say, my Islam is, I must keep quiet. My Islam is, I must detect my Islam, I must keep quiet. Look, the Islam is more important. You make your Islam, the whole life is behind your back. Let her be, she's crooked, but you must be straight. Don't you know, humble Hazrat, you should give us the incident of that buzhug. That you know, the food came. He ate the food. She couldn't eat the food, there was no salt in it. But the way he ate that thing, he said, you didn't know that, sister. When he passed you, Allah Ta'ala did not look at any action because that one action took that of your Jannat. That one that Jannat. Without anything. Because you kept my wife, my Bandi's heart. I mean, you can go and fight with her, bring the salt, this, that. Yeah, if you want. I think the salt, no, Hazri said nicely, that I think the food got no salt. Let me have some salt. Or wake up and get your own salt and put it. Don't give a long stories. If you're concerned now, you wake up yourself, take the salt, put it. But we won't do all those things. But look at that person, a great person. But Allah Ta'ala gave Jannah merely because of that. So we got our Islam at home, let me make Islam on the outside. Apni fikr karo. But bottom line is, Zuban ki hifazat. Control your tongue. Anger must never come into you. When a person gets angry, that means you know that he's got not control of his tongue at all. Anger must never come into you. And remember one thing, if she tell you are like this, you are like that, you must think to yourself, see, if she tells me what is wrong, she tells me. I'm still a man. She's called all kind of words. That's why, you know, every morning, the tongue, the whole body follows the tongue. The whole body makes her, please. Every part of the body, please, you stay straight. You tell the tongue, please, you stay straight. If you stay, then we are straight. But if you are crooked, we are going crooked. So please, don't make up. Because if you go crooked, then your head gets hurt. Your body gets hurt. Like in other words, telling you, if you straight, we won't get no pain too. But if you are not straight, we are going to get a lot of pain. All kind of pain you will get. So every morning, the body part telling the tongue, please stay straight. So when you wake up in the morning, you must say to the tongue, please stay straight. Please don't let it build you to go out of way. Then I must not go to Itaqli. I must not commit any sin. I must not call any sin. And then you see, but most important in your Islam is talk less and meet less. Talk less. Ramadan is coming. Talk less as well. Do not talk unless. In the masjid, sit down in the masjid. Make a zikr, tilawat the Quran, zikr, istighfar, complete. Ramadan must be 24 hours istighfar, tilawat the Quran, durus sharif, everything. Forget talking to people. Fear that if I come in front of anyone, I may talk wrong thing. I do not want to spoil my fast. If you train yourself and discipline yourself in Ramadan, whole month of Ramadan, inshallah, with the barakat of the month of Ramadan, the whole year after, day after, you see how strong you become. Allah Ta'ala Amal Kanif Tawfiq Nasir. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wala aqibatu lil muttaqin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atim lana nurana wa qina innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajilna min khizyi dunya wa adhabi al-qabri wa adhabi. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا واجعلنا للمتقين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا علينا اسم كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمه الله.